One other thing is to ask Liv to come up. It's always lovely to have our mission partners with us. And Liv, we might know Liv's face if we haven't met her before from the poster at the back. Liv works for UCCF. Liv, there might be some folk who don't know what UCCF is. Do you want to tell us what is UCCF and why is it so important?
Yes, great. Thank you. Love to. So UCCF is the Universities and Colleges Christian Fellowship. We're a charity that work with Christian unions, primarily in universities across the country. I have four universities that I look after. I spend most of my time with Keele and Staffordshire universities. So the function of UCCF and of our support is we're trying to create an environment where students feel free to talk about faith. We want to teach our students, our Christian students, to live and speak for Jesus. So they're going into their courses, into their other societies, the halls of residence, and being a witness for Christ. Additionally, we also run our whole reason for existence is to do evangelism. So we have evangelistic events throughout the year. Most recently, this wonderful jumper that I'm sporting is from our events week that we had in February, where we had just over 400 students come and hear the gospel throughout the week, which was a huge, huge encouragement. So, yeah, that's bare bones. Yeah.
Liv, it's lovely to hear that. Just in case anyone's worried that we're kind of being overly prepared for this, I have not given you any warning of these questions. to ask, we haven't seen you for a few months. How are you doing personally? What can we be praying for you as you go about your work?
Thank you. Yeah, it's it can be quite lonely work at times. I love my students dearly. I do bring with me an apology from the vice president who is on this side. She was planning on being here, but she double booked herself. So sadly, she's actually speaking at another church about a summer team that she's going on this summer. So anyway, it's really wonderful work, but I think I do struggle to find community at times with people my age who are also pursuing Jesus. All of my Christian friends sort of live in other countries or other continents, which is a little infuriating. So pray for me. That would be really well received. I'd love some more Christian friends my age who I can just live life with and not over the phone, because that gets tiring at times. This September will be my last academic year with UCCF. And then I'm leaving, hoping to do mission abroad somewhere. So I want to get a bit more training at a Bible college. I'd really love to do a long-distance master's so I don't need to move for the thousandth time. I've moved around quite a lot since leaving home for university, so I'd love to not have to move again. So prayer that God would make that happen would be really wonderful as I go and do some more study. Yeah, thanks.
That's really exciting. Will you, so the Keele Vice President, it's a good insight into student work, isn't it? That students are not famous for being organised and turning up to things. I don't actually know the Vice President's name.
Vicky.
Vicky's not able to be here to tell us. And we were hoping she was going to be able to come and tell us about the events week, because as a church, we gave a bit of money towards it, and the PCC were saying it'd be lovely just to hear how it went. Any more details on the week itself?
Yeah, and we really want to echo a massive thank you again, because you can sort of have an event where it's just bare bones and you have a speaker in a room with just chairs, but frankly, students won't come to that anymore because they need a more holistic experience. So we need to have the tea and coffee stand you can see at the top. This is so great. I love that this is there. And so we provided all week. We were standing outside from sort of 9 in the morning until probably about 3, 4 in the afternoon, serving free tea, coffee, biscuits to everyone who walked past. And it's a really easy chance to then engage them with conversations about the gospel. We had 10 events during the week over 5 days. Roger Carswell was our main speaker, and he was excellent. The lunchtime tend to be more apologetics focused, so we had talks on the reliability of the Bible, or can sort of science and God coexist, and looking at issues like suffering. And then the evening, we were really blessed to have some people come in who were interviewed by Roger, and their testimonies were really, really powerful. We had someone who had been a terrorist with, I forget the name of the group, it wasn't the IRA, it was the other side, apologies, I should remember that, in Northern Ireland, and then he sort of became a Christian and gave up all of that and is now wonderfully pursuing Jesus. So we heard from him. We heard from a man, Robin Oak, whose son was killed in the police, and he sort of preaches about forgiveness up and down the country. And it was amazing. We had three people confess faith during the week, which was a huge encouragement. We've seen more across the Midlands and across the country as well. I was sort of keeping track of the people, of the universities I know from my colleagues, and in this mission season, about a month, we saw about 30 people, 30 students give their lives to the Lord, which is just such an encouragement. And your prayers and your gifts are a massive contributing factor for that. So thank you so much. Since then, it's not sort of stopped being exciting when that week finished. My students have done such a good job at personal evangelism this year, and we have a resource called Uncover Mark. I'd love to have shown you mine, but I've given it to someone, and so I don't have one to show you, but it's a very easy-to-use resource that students are using across the country, where you can sit down with a friend in a way that's not awkward and say, do you want to read the Bible with me? And it's not sort of really thin pages and columns, so it's this inaccessible text that's difficult to read and understand. It looks like just a normal book, and there's sort of photos in it, so people who are more visual can connect with the stories as well. And since then, we've seen so many more people reading the Bible, meeting Jesus, and we've had two people since then start coming to a local church, two students who didn't know Jesus at the beginning of the year. Someone since Events Week has also given their lives to Jesus, which is, it's just so exciting. So those are the key moments. But this, we're thrilled that we reached 400 students, but on a campus of 10,000, we really want to reach more. So we've sort of started planning for next year already, and we've got most of it in place. And we're doing another 10, but we're hoping it will be bigger. And yeah, in the process of working out how we can do that, whether we need to change the venue that we have things in, do we need to do publicity differently, do we need to grow the Christian Union as a sort of mission force and train them better so they are more able to speak to their friends and invite them along, and they don't feel shy about it. We had at least three or four students give lecture shout-outs, which I hope you can imagine is quite terrifying.
What's a lecture shout-out?
Well, so for a student who's studying something like biochemistry, there's about 200-300 students who study that, and so they'll stand. A lot of my students then spoke to their lecturers and asked to stand at the front of this lecture theatre with all 200 of their peers in the room, and wearing these sweatshirts and having, you know, a fistful of flyers and handing them out, which is, it's quite a terrifying thing to do, but they did it because they love Jesus and they want their friends to know him.
That's lovely to hear.